Guys, it has finally happened. Finally, after years and years of pleading and making sense as to why Roman Reigns should turn heel, it has finally come to fruition. Roman Reigns, after nearly 6 years of a up and down, mostly down babyface run, Roman Reigns is now your top heel on SmackDown. So many questions, so much to say. Yeah, I'm on vacation right now, as I said I would be. But I said, if something big happens, that I would pop on here, and that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I am here to talk about, as in a brief format, Roman Reigns at long last turning heel. Now, some may speculate, how do we know it's really heel? It's just because it's Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman has played a babyface before. Yeah, he has. But Paul Heyman goes against everything that Roman Reigns fought against for, 3 years against Brock Lesnar, it felt like. This is a true heel turn, and it's a shame that this is not in front of an audience. It really is. Because had this been in front of an audience, I think Roman Reigns would have gotten booed out of the building, or at least there would have been a massive yell, just noise to the last segment we saw on SmackDown, him signing his payback contract next to Paul Heyman, saying that he's going to not just win his championship back, that he never lost his Universal Championship, but that he is going to destroy everyone, wreck everyone, and then leave, as the t-shirt says. So, wow, I'm going to get into this in a minute, but if you guys haven't joined me before, well, you should be, because we are on every big story. We cover every WWE show and pay-per-view, and AEW and NXT as well, so just hit that subscribe button. I mean, what are you waiting for? There's so much that's going to be coming out, and I couldn't believe it. I've been waiting for years for this to happen. And it happens the day that I'm on vacation and I can't record a full show. It's just unbelievable. For 6 years, I've been asking for this, and now we finally get it, and I'm not able to do it. But I'm here with you guys in at least short format to give my quick thoughts on it. And I will say this, it's better late than never. And do I think that there's still some missed opportunity that we can't ever get back over the years of how many times we've said there's a great chance, let's do it here. Oh my God, this would be a great chance time for him to turn heel here and here and here, and it didn't happen, and they could have had a great run. Yeah, there's still some money that was left on the table there, but it's better late than never. The whole slogan of you'll never see it coming at SummerSlam was bigger than I think anyone could have imagined. I knew it was going to be bigger than what we all what many people thought it was, that it's just Randy Orton's saying about the RKO. No. I knew it was bigger, and I said that it could be a big return. I thought it was Brock Lesnar. It turned out to be Roman Reigns. And then after that happened, I mentioned on my review show that what if this is, you'll never see it coming, a Roman Reigns heel turn. So you don't believe me, go back and listen. But I still, even though I said it's a possibility, still didn't think it would come to fruition, because WWE has been so resistant of it. And so the whole you'll never see it coming is way bigger than anybody thought it would be. And bravo to WWE. If this is a false heel turn, I will be very disappointed. If this is kind of like, you know, having Roman Reigns just pretend to be a heel to get the championship back and then really being a good guy and spearing Paul Heyman, I really will be very disappointed. I'm going on the premise that this is a true heel turn by Roman Reigns. We saw a change in his demeanor on SmackDown. It was not the same upbeat Roman Reigns of challenge anyone, or it was a very dark, it was a darker feel to his character. Something that I had felt could have been a money machine from day one. And instead they just swam upstream with the babyface character and have had rant after rant after rant on this. And it seems as if Vince has finally caved into this. And so I'm excited. I'm very excited that this is finally happening. I give WWE props. I'm sad that this is not in front of an audience, but I think that WWE is saying to themselves, we have no idea when we're going to get back in front of fans. We have no idea when we're going to be back in front of a live audience that can react to this. And we can't hold out our big angles forever. And I get it. I mean, it's been 6 months now almost since the pandemic started and things shut down and the whole world changed. So I understand that. And I have said on this show, as you guys know, many times that I have lowered the bar and I'm expecting the bar to be lowered. And I'm fine with the bar being lowered of not WWE not putting forth their biggest storylines, their biggest returns, their biggest angles, their biggest swerves because of the pandemic. And I'd rather see it in front of fans. That being said, they're moving forward now with the Bayley-Sasha split. Full steam ahead there. And they've moved forward with the biggest turn that no one ever thought WWE would do in Roman Reigns turning heel. Hooray. Hooray. F yeah. This is going to be awesome if they do it right. And I think they will. I think that they've had enough time certainly to figure this out. And, you know, I guess people are asking, well, what are the possibilities here? Roman's heel. Okay, great. Here's the possibility. Here's a couple of possibilities, right? Roman Reigns is your big heel on SmackDown now. The top heel. More than Strowman. More than The Fiend. Who's your hot top babyface? I would say The Fiend. You could argue The Fiend is now the babyface, top babyface of SmackDown. Because I think they did a double, or a now looking back, of course, did a double turn at SummerSlam with The Fiend beating Braun, getting speared by Roman, and then Roman spearing and beating up Braun Strowman, and then him holding the championship. I think it's a double turn with The Fiend now being the top babyface and Roman being the top heel. This is going to be fun as hell. And Roman Reigns, I think, will win this Sunday at Payback. I don't think there's any question about it now. I know The Fiend just got it, but that would put even more heat on Roman to immediately get it back, to immediately take it back. And do exactly what WWE has been doing all along since they started day one with Roman Reigns, and that is all roads lead to Roman Reigns. And they now have free reign to do that and transparently do that. Of he can say he's the guy. He is the chosen one. He's the true chosen one. Imagine Drew McIntyre facing against Roman Reigns now. Imagine, you know, The Fiend against Roman Reigns in a different context. There's a lot of possibilities. Here's another big possibility. This one I really love. Do you guys remember back in 2002, I think it was, 2001, the two-man power trip with Stone Cold Steve Austin and Triple H? When we all thought Triple H was going to tear down Austin, here comes the big shining, the knight in shining armor, and he ends up aligning with Austin and turning against The Rock. I remember it. I think it was an underutilized storyline that never really got enough time to flesh itself out. So what do I mean by that? What do I mean by this? Well, who is Paul Heyman's number one client? You guessed it. Brock Lesnar. So what happens when Brock Lesnar eventually returns? We don't want to see Brock and Roman again for the umpteenth time. I think we've nailed that one into the ground and buried it, right? We don't want to see Roman, and we don't want to see Brock and Roman go at it. So what happens? Imagine them as a team. Imagine them running roughshod over WWE. Imagine them being absolutely unstoppable in WWE. There is so much they could do with Brock and Roman teamed up, just destroying anyone and everything that gets in their path. Being the most dominant duo in WWE, being even more dominant than, say, the Brothers of Destruction. There is so much there they could do with Brock and Roman Reigns as a team, with Paul Heyman by their side. I mean, it's really got me with goosebumps here, thinking about that possibility. And we all know that Roman Reigns ain't that great on the mic. And you know who else isn't that great on the mic, besides me right now, is Brock Lesnar. So what is Paul Heyman able to contribute to both guys that both guys are missing? Promo skills. Mouthpiece. Boom. Paul Heyman fits these two like a glove. And it is going to be one of the most epic teams if this happens. And it's certainly, I think, got a strong possibility of happening. And having Roman reclaim the championship this Sunday is at Payback is going to be, I think, a landmark time in Roman Reigns' career. I don't know when Brock returns. I don't know when he's supposed to return. But that right now, to me, Brock and Roman as a team is a number one. I really think that could be absolutely awesome. And I never thought I'd see this. I really didn't. I kind of gave up on it because of how many times, how many perfect opportunities they had. And I don't want to hear WWE take credit for this and say, oh, well, you know, we knew this all along. You know, we had this plan for years. Nonsense. 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 That's all I have to say about that. And I'm thinking of a cuss word that you guys are thinking of, too. I just don't say it on the show. It is a bunch of garbage if they say that. This, to me, was something that I think was driven by the pandemic in that, hey, this is no better time to do this than now. And this is, again, this is time to experiment, but this is also a time for Roman to come back and maybe say, hey, you know, I was out for a while. I had time to think and reflect, and that you guys were not behind me. You know, how many times did I go to war for you, go to war for the WWE Universe, and you guys turned your back on me? He has an unlimited amount of ammunition to really dish out. And I think he could really let loose as a heel. He shouldn't feel as robotic. He could be awesome and should be awesome in this role. I cannot be more excited about Roman Reigns as a heel. So I think the pandemic was number one. The time off from the pandemic certainly, I think, cleared his head. It gave WWE time to plan. At SummerSlam, no bigger time to start something big than then. And it also, I think, gave Vince a kick in the butt when you had ratings tanking. And when ratings tank, what does Vince do? He's got a couple of things he usually does. One, brings out new angles and does a lot of hot-shotting with, well, look what he's doing with Raw Underground. Look what he's doing with Retribution, right? Or they bring back a McMahon or McMahon's. They brought back Stephanie briefly. They brought back Shane McMahon. That's his go-to when ratings tank is bring back the McMahon's. And I think that this is a little bit driven by the ratings, because what are people doing right now? Like myself, freaking out. Loving this. And they are creating a buzz, which is creating more people talking on social media, which ultimately creates a higher ratings, a higher number in ratings. So this, to me, is driven by ratings. It's driven by the pandemic, and that there's no better time to do this than right now. And I also think that, though, I do wonder, if they were in front of fans, people argue, well, he'll turn heel and, you know, people will cheer him. That's the irony. Is that a word? I don't know. But you know what I mean. Many people thought that would happen with Seth Rollins. I said, no, it's not. People genuinely dislike Seth Rollins as a babyface. I think the same thing here with Roman Reigns. I think that if people are going to cheer for Roman Reigns, it's not going to be as a heel. I really don't believe that. People aren't going to just be rebellious to be rebellious. They give you their honest opinions. They don't just boo somebody because it's cool. Let's go against the grain. That people don't spew fake emotion. That's not what wrestling fans do, right? So I think that people, if this was going to happen in front of a live audience, I think most people would be shocked. They would maybe cheer at first, but as Roman cuts him down, and as once Paul Heyman gets his mouth in there, he's got a way to turn anyone who feels that they might want to cheer this into a boo. Paul Heyman is an absolute wizard on the mic. This pairing is a match made in heaven. I don't think I've been this positive about the WWE angle in quite some time. I mean, a really long time. And again, it's one night, but boy, oh boy, does this have people talking. I wish I could be on Twitter right now for this. But I got to take a breath. But your full SmackDown review from your HSP team, a High Spot podcast, is going to be on this feed as this one goes up. So you'll see both come on. But I'm on vacation. I'm hiding in a car right now so my wife doesn't see me, because I need to give you guys my opinion here. It's only a 15-minute show, but this one is hot. This one had to be spoken about. This one had to be This one had to come out of my brain and give it to you guys because I couldn't wait till next Sunday, a week from Sunday until I do my next show, to give you guys my thoughts. It's the angle I have been waiting for. It is the angle that I have been clamoring for. It is the angle that I thought WWE would never do, which is props to them for saying that they, you know, you'll never see it coming. Amen. And I'll give them a standing ovation on that. I didn't see the heel turn from Roman coming. And great, great job here. But now comes the follow-up. Right now comes a time to put their money where their mouth is, and I hope they have a plan. This is not just, I hope, a shot in the dark or a false heel turn or, well, let's just do it and see how people react. No, they should have a 6 to 12 month plan for something as big as this. This is huge. Thinking about where Roman is, huge, right? Huge. This is huge. They have to have a long-term plan, 6 to 12 months minimum. I'm serious. And I hope that they do. And this could be one of the best things WWE has ever done. And they're going to finally see how great Roman is and what they have missed over the last 6 years of him being a silly babyface of tater tot promos and bad humor and 18 Superman punches every single match and Mr. Roboto coming out there and Mr. Tactical Vest. This is now the time to change his music. This is now the time to change his attire. This is now the time to reinvent Roman Reigns. And once he goes through this heel turn, here's the last thing I'll say. Man, I'm pumped up. Once he goes through this heel run, and then hopefully he's scalding hot, maybe the level of Randy Orton or hotter, and I believe they could do that. Once he goes through this, and the fans get to just crap all over him and chant whatever they want, and he gets to give it back to them, guess what's going to happen at the end of this in a year or two? Hopefully it's that long. There's going to be a loving embrace between these two parties, between the fans and Roman Reigns when they get back together. And it is going to be, I think, Roman will finally get the babyface run that Vince has always fantasized about and had wet dreams about, of Roman Reigns being the top guy in the company, truly being beloved. That is what's going to happen. That's what's been missing. The fans have been just told, you have to love this guy the entire time he's been here, instead of giving him the fans an opportunity to truly hate him. So this is going to be awesome. All right, well, I've gone over my 15-minute promise, but I'm going to head out here, guys, but I wanted to give you my thoughts. Boy, oh boy. Hit me up at realwwpodcast@gmail.com if you have a voicemail. I can still collect them for next Sunday. And I know that payback's on Sunday. So much is happening. You'll probably hear from me again on these quick hits. I hope you guys enjoy these. But this is as big of a show as I can give you right now. As long of a show are these quick hits that I have with my little lapel mic and my iPhone is how I'm recording this. I mean, so it's minimal, but I'm giving you what I can. Hopefully you guys enjoy this. I hope you love the turn. Let me know what you guys think. Hit me up on Instagram at WWE_podcast and also email me at realwwpodcast@gmail.com. Boy, oh boy, this is awesome, guys. Thanks so much. And don't worry, I'll be talking to you soon.